members and the civil society groups belonging to A4C, if you remember A4C and 4GC, have again come together to launch a citizens' campaign codenamed Citizens Reforms Now. You can call it SILENCE, to try and put pressure on the regime and the members of parliament to make sure that they consider the kind of reforms that were submitted to parliament by political party groups and IPOL and the civil society groups. Remember, Ugandans have been waiting for the tabling of key constitutional reforms to parliament by government as agreed upon between the various political parties under the inter-party organization dialogue called IPOL, which, of course, the ruling party is a member. And these were to be merged with other electoral reforms proposed by citizens as collected through countrywide public dialogues by opposition parties and civil society groups. These proposed reforms are contained in what they call a joint compact, which was signed by all political parties and civil society organizations and presented to Parliament to the Speaker sometime last year. As we know it, to our dismay, this week, and contrary to the consensus and the IPOD, which the ruling party is a member, government tabled very shallow and cosmetic amendments through what they called the Constitutional Amendment Bill 2015. And as far as we are concerned, under A4C, the bill falls short of people's expectations and fails to capture the key reforms that can give the country free, fair, and elections that we had demanded. It's the reason why we strongly rejected government proposals, and we launched a decisive and ceaseless campaign called Name the Citizen Reforms Now.
Specifically, what reforms is your group seeking?
To be precise, we had made a plethora of proposals, but I can summarize them in about five or seven key demands we had made and proposals. One, we want a restructuring of the Electoral Commission by changing its appointment process, composition, and strengthening its independence. This, of course, includes the appointment of other electoral officials, like returning officers and presiding officers. What we got from the amendment bill by the regime was changing its name. And by changing its name, they think they have changed the Electoral Commission. That is ridiculous. Two, we wanted an amendment to the electoral laws pertaining to the voting, tallying, and transmission of election results from the polling stations to the National Tally Center. We know it has been problematic throughout the elections we held over the last couple of years. Three, we had wanted a restreaming of the role of the force, such as the army and the police, during the elections. Then four, we want to see a strengthening and independence of other statutory bodies, like the commission, by reviewing their appointment and execution of their duties, especially during polls time. And of course, protecting public funds from abuse during elections by the government. We know Mr. Museveni over the last election spent about $2 trillion to procure the last election. Everybody knows it and where it landed the country and the economy in general. So we wanted also to have to make sure that there is a review of the role of the media during elections to ensure that there is equal access to media houses by all political players and enhance media impartiality. If you followed the last couple of elections, the media houses where opposition leaders were blocked from access, even where they needed to pay for a talk show, they paid, and eventually on the last hour, they were denied entry by government functionaries intimidating media owners. Those and more other proposals that were made by political parties in agreement with the ruling party, I think Mr. Museveni finally simply sat somewhere with a few of his friends, rejected without even blinking an eyelid these proposals, and they simply came with a few laughable proposals to Parliament.
The Electoral Commission says for the first time they will be using the biometric system of registration as part of the effort to clean up the electoral system to ensure transparency in the next general election. Don't you think that it's an effort worth commending?
Now, one of the issues we had wanted changed, for starters, is the manner in which the voter register is constituted to make sure that its integrity is enhanced. As you are aware, the kind of biometric data the Electoral Commission is talking about is not its job. It's somebody else's job. In fact, without having it reflect on its mandate under the law that puts it to the Commission, they're not doing this job. They're simply picking data from other people, which data cannot be relied upon because those collecting it are not the one who's mandated to collect data for the purposes of an election, which is why in Parliament yesterday, even sections of the ruling party members in Parliament rejected this and wanted the Commission to independently come up with a register, because this register was the handiwork of a few regime honchos and it cannot be relied upon as independent data.